Meanwhile, we're at the end of Hakdama, Sunday night, Chodesh Halvavos, and he concludes with a mashal, and it's really a fascinating mashal. I'm not even sure yet. I have to think about it some more. I'm not even sure yet the exact point he's trying to bring out in this mashal. We're on page Yud Tes, and the last paragraph. For Isi L'Sayim Hakdama Sifri B'mashal Na. I've decided to end this Hakdama with a nice mashal. Yizari Zoscha, the mashal will be Mizariz you, will wake you up. You'll always remember this mashal, because the mashal you remember, it's a nice story. Lamod Alinyanov, to focus on the messages of the Sefer. The Yeircha, Al Yadiyas Maila Kasugazeh, and you'll always use it as a way of like recalling or remembering or reminding you the Maila of Hasug Hazeh Min HaTorah Lagabe HaShaor. By that he means the Maila of Chovas HaLavavos over Chovas HaEvorim. So the marshal will remind you that there are more, I don't know, more important would not be the right word. We'll see in the marshal. Maybe we'll be able to come up with the right word from the marshal. But the quality of Chovas HaLavavos over Chovas HaEvorim, Umayla Shora Madon, and it will also remember way back in the Hakdama, he said that Chochmas HaTorah is one of, he classified all knowledge into three categories. One is we'll call it natural science, I don't know if that's the right word, knowing about plant life, about biology, about astronomy, knowing about the physical world. The second area of knowledge he called Hechsher, like knowing math. Math, he said, like, I guess you'd say math and you know, geometry and music. He put music into that category too. Like, so, you know, those areas of knowledge which let you understand other things. Vahigoyon and philosophy, how they serve as a supplement to Torah. In other words, the Mefarshim explained, the Chavis HaLavavos here is really making a statement that he didn't make in the Hakdama, and that is that these areas of knowledge serve the Torah, and if you want to understand Torah fully, certainly in Shar HaBechina, if you don't walk away from Shar HaBechina knowing that if you have no knowledge of the physical world, then you're not fulfilling your chiyuv to see Hashem in the Bria. That's certainly like that, but here he's saying what everybody always says over b'shem devol magon. If you're lacking in other chokhmas, you'll be lacking in Torah. That's really what he seems to be saying here. How the maila of the shor madoim, other areas of knowledge, klomar, what's other areas of knowledge? Hativiyim, those are the natural world, the physical world. The hachshersim is the hechsher things, like how things work, mathematics. And he said music and things like that. Vahigoyon and philosophy. Lagabe Yediyas HaTorah. Meaning it's a supplement to giving you a broader, better understanding of Torah. V'lochein, therefore, Avinehu, pay attention to and understand this mashal I'm telling you. Ve'eis kriyoscha also, when you read it. V'shananehu, chazer it over. V'machshavcha, think about it. Mull it over in your mind. And then this mashal is going to clarify a lot of things. The Zehu. Okay, here goes the mashal. Echadam Lochem, once upon a time, there was a king that Chilek La'avodov Pikei Meshi. He gave his servants silk cloth. On Mu'ubad cloth, but silk. They lived on Boaz Daitam. He wanted to see what they would do with it. Hapikei Hanovon Shabahem. So he realized that there's better quality silk and lesser quality silk. So he picked out the better quality. He ended up with three quality silk. So now he had three different kinds of silk. So he worked and he went to each one and he did the best possible. He worked it. He was ma'abedin in the best possible way. Also, because sugdif neyatzmo hatov biyoser shev shalasos bo. You know, the best you can do with it. Yeah, this kind of silk, you can make this kind of baguette, a lower quality, but the best you can do with the lower quality, and so on and so forth. Also, yimenu etzel sugu umnim. So he went to experts that know how to do this, and he made big day meshi begodim out of silk, shonim b'tzurosom, different kinds, of b'tzivam, different colors. And he used each one whenever it was appropriate. And Iskashik ben Lufnei HaMelech, b'chol zman v'chol mokom kefish hamasim lo mehem. I would imagine on the king's birthday, he wore this one, and on a regular day, he wore this one, and on a different kind of a day, he wore that one, or if he was sitting at a state dinner, he wore one kind of baguette. If he was told to fix the plumbing that day, he wore a different kind. Okay, so what did the Chacham do? The Chacham, first of all, separated and realized that there were different qualities of silk here, different kinds. It wasn't just one big mishmash where everything's the same, but he categorized each, he separated it and categorized it, and he used each one in its appropriate, in an appropriate way, and in the best appropriate way. Meaning he made, got the fullest use, the best use out of each kind. Even the garua kind, he got the best use out of that. V'hasochol me'avdei ha'melech, but the foolish one, also mikol ha'meshi she'igia liyodo, masha osa pikeach b'suga garua. He didn't want to bother, so he just took it all as one big mishmash, and he made the lowest quality silk, because that was the easiest to do. He didn't want to work hard. And he didn't use it at all. He sold it. He right away sold it. As soon as he got a price for it, he sold it. Right? As soon as he was able to sell it, as soon as someone offered him a price, he took it. And he took the money. Saw or heard or realized what they each did with what he gave them. So Moshechem Beidav Masapikeach Hanavon, the Kervo, and he honored him. They deal the fun of Hoshiva B'Maylus Nebchorov. He gave him a high position. The Gino Maisa Hasocho Me'avodov, and he berated the Socho, the Maisa Hasocho, the Erchiko, and he sent them the Glohu the Mokam Hashomim Biyoser Shemaratzo. Which is what they used to do. They used to send you to some island somewhere, send them to Siberia. Vishkino iman shezamo, because of the way he treated what the king had given him. V'kach ochi nosam Hashem yisroma v'yisada lebru of Sefer Torah Semes. Now that includes everything, 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 everything. Today live chonosono. What are we going to do with it? V'nei amaskel ha'pikeach hanovon, the pikeach. In Korah Sefer Hashem, the Bino Havonatova, Mechalik also the Sodom Cholokim. It's not just one big mishmash, but he categorizes it. There are things that are more fundamental, more yisodostik, more fine. Harachad Yadiyas Anyonim Ha'adinim Ha'ruchniyim, Shehitoras Ha'matzpun. It's all Torah, it's all Torah, it's true. Everything's Torah. But there's different parts of Torah. You're like, there were different parts to the silk. So Torah itself has different parts. You have the more adin parts, haruchniyim, chayvus halavavos, umusrei hanefashos, which speaks to the soul, not to the evarim. So they are the more spiritual related mitzvos and inyonim. And you should use them at the proper time. What's the proper time for them? That's what's matim for this. In its right time, you eat matzah on Pesach, by the night, by the Seder, before Chatzos, that's when you eat matzah. When do you think about Yetzias Mitzrayim? That's a whole year, no limit. That's Chovas Halavodos. Okay, Vachakach Yishtamish B'chelek HaShlishi. What does he call the Chelek HaShlishi? He calls it just the knowledge of the facts of Torah. He calls it history. V'yidiyas Divrei Hayomim V'yidiyas Doros B'nei Yodom V'shtal Shalusum L'fisei Da Hadoro She'ovru U'mashe'irem En Advarim V'amaisi B'mei HaKadmonim. I guess to know the story, to know what happened. It's like on the lowest Madrega, so to speak. But it's also Torah. V'yishtamish b'chol dover me'elo b'zmano v'mekomo hamatem lo k'fi hatzorech l'kach. Important to know what Avraham Avinu did, what Avraham Avinu said, where they went, the Malachim, how it worked, you know, the flow of history, call it. The Ayozer al-Shimusho, and what will, the equivalent in the Marshal that he gave the three types of silk to the Mumchim, that they knew how to work it and make it, you know, bring it out. So here he's talking about the other areas of knowledge are what helps you shape and form in the best possible way each area in Torah. He will be helped in using each of these three types of silk, each of these three qualities of Torah, the Madoyim, Hachsharisim, with the knowledge of Hachsharisim is math and music and whatever physics may be, Uvitaras Ahochacha, and the debating, how to debate. He talked about that before. We had Uvitaras Arayas Hagionium, philosophy. Kimehem Yiyu Hagdomos L'Madoyo Elokus. They will be able to bring out in sharper focus and more understanding of these Yediyas of Torah, just like those Mumchim were able to Ba'arbit the silk. So he's able to work out Torah better knowing these things. Okay, I guess we're not going to learn Mishnayos today. Umishalo Yedoim. But someone who doesn't do that, someone who doesn't know those areas of knowledge, lo yavchin ikvos chokhmas haboriyas halabibruot, he's not going to be able to examine the bechina, examine the chokhmah of the borei in his bria, which is such an important thing to do. Chavis Halavis considers it a chiyuv and considers it a fundamentally important thing to do. Vaflo yeda nyani gufo, you won't even know about his own body. Koshkein tuloso, forget about all these other areas of knowledge. And he will use these areas of knowledge to know Torah. Kamosha nishtamesh oeved apikeach bechlei balei hamikzoos b'hafolos masherotzo lasos min hameshi shel hamelech. B'hasokol hapesi, but the fool, kashe yamar al sefer Torah so Elohim, Hashem, yishtamesh boi, so he'll bring everything down to the lowest common denominator. That's what the Chavis Halavos is saying. The fool will take it all and will put it in the lowest common denominator. He'll treat the whole thing as just, you know, interesting stories. Oh, it's interesting. Look at these laws. Look at these dinim. Yishtamish bo b'yediyas divrei yimei ha'ovar uzmanei ha'kadmonim v'yemayar lahasik bo toheles olam hazeh. And adarabah, he'll use Torah, the equivalent of the fool that sold. First of all, he made the whole silk one big mishmash, brought it down to its lowest common denominator. Then he went ahead and bought it in order to have money and to enjoy life. So he said the fool will do the same with Torah. And we'll have to stop here. We'll finish the Hagdama tomorrow. Maybe we'll talk about that, the Marshal, tomorrow. I'm not 100% sure that I understand quite exactly what he's driving at, the Marshal. So maybe we'll talk about it tomorrow. Maybe we'll start also a Green Stamp Pasta Sharayim. I don't know, I have to see. I have to see what happens after. Yeah. Ruben, do you have a car here? Jack, do you have a car? Can you drive me to the ladies here? Rabbi Greenspan. No, I yes.